This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There he goes, Hollywood in Thibodaux, Louisiana. All right, let's get to Jay Weiss, Second Harvest Food Bank. Busy guy these times. Jay, what can you tell us as far as how the distributions are going for people that need sustenance during these tough times?
Well, Don, good morning. It's going well. And what we've been doing, starting with our kitchen, our 6,000-square-foot kitchen, producing thousands of meals a day. And these meals have been going out hot to locations like Algiers. Council member Kristen Palmer has a point of distribution. We've sent them to the Home of Nation in Thibodaux, the cooling centers around New Orleans. We've also had, in terms of like dry product and disaster boxes and things like that, Don, we've had these go out to between the meals and the disaster boxes and the regular donated product, regular product that we've been getting in by the truckload, 107 different sites over this week. And we're right at a million pounds. We're coming up on a million pounds today. So we're getting the food out there. And as I mentioned yesterday, there's too many locations for me to list about where we're going to be. We're just supporting so many of the points of distribution. So you can check out WWL.com. That's got the latest list of where to get your help. We're supporting many of those. And Don, I would say just we have to thank everyone who has made this possible, from our volunteers, from our corporate partners, to people who send in $10 a month. It takes an entire army, a community, to take care of folks like this. And the public has been so very, very generous once again.
Jay, I know you accept donations of food, supplies, cash in any shape, form, or quantity. Maybe you can give me a suggestion about this concept that we're getting people who want to come here from other areas, load up trailers, bring in badly needed supplies, and they don't know where to go. They're not sure which areas are so hard hit where there'll be nothing more than a problem. They'll add to the problem by their presence. Might Second Harvest Food Bank be the one for them to contact? If they're listening right now, and let's say they're up in Arkansas and say, look, we got this stuff together, and we're bringing it down here to help, but where do we go? Could they contact you and work in conjunction with you?
Yes, absolutely. Don, let me give out an email address where they can, contact us ahead of time so we can schedule that. There's an email address. We have help@secondharvest.org. All of those come directly to me, and I'll get it. I'll either answer it, get it to the person that needs it. But yes, for regular donations, disaster donations, or for anybody who may be inbound with donations, our location in the Harahan Elmwood area, 700 Edwards Avenue, 700 Edwards Avenue, 70123. You can bring them by there. A lot of folks coming from, if you're coming in from Texas, if you're coming in from the West, a lot of folks don't know we have a Lafayette address. We have a big warehouse in Lafayette at 215 East Penhook Road, 215 East Penhook Road, or just Google up Second Harvest of Lafayette, Louisiana. You can drop things off there. I mean, our normal business hours, there's no normal business hours. We're there until almost 10, 11 o'clock just in the office every night. So if you want to drop those by. But please, please call ahead or, get our information off the website and send information ahead. So as much as we can schedule that because it's a good problem to have, Don, to have these trucks lined up down Edwards Avenue, Penhook Avenue, with folks wanting to donate. We took in, I don't know how many truckloads, probably a couple of dozen just from our great partner with Sam's and Walmart, the Walmart distribution center in Robert. You know, they've been on some generator power, but they've had to turn away load after load that was inbound to the Walmart DC. And those have come directly to us. Some of them went to the Baton Rouge Food Bank as well, a partner of ours. And that's, as I said, good problem to have, but it also causes big logistics things where we have to schedule as much as we can trucks coming in. But if you just show up with your donation, big or small, we'll absolutely take care of you as fast as we can.
And, Jay, yesterday you put a call out for volunteers. In other words, maybe someone that's not donating product, but they want to put in some sweat equity. Can you use volunteers, and what type of things would you need them for, and how do they go about contacting you to get a location to show up?
Absolutely, Don. And across our whole operation, we're needing volunteers. You know, we have a kitchen that produces all those thousands of hot meals I was telling you about. And that's everything from getting things ready to drive to helping in the kitchen with dishes. I've done that several times when I have a little downtime because I'm not that great of a cook. But if you have kitchen experience or if you just want to come help plate foods, and again, for the kitchen, too, kids can come help up to 15 years and older. If you're teenagers, are sitting around saying, boy, lights are off on board. There's nothing to do. It's like, well, you know, like my dad said, we'll find something for you to do. But we've had families up in here helping us out, volunteers in our warehouse. This is also year-round. If you have warehouse experience, say you're retired, you have forklift certification, something like that, and want to come help us out, gladly helped. And across organizations like ours, not just Second Harvest Food Bank with volunteers, but we have need for help year-round. Say you can do data entry, office administrative stuff, things like that. Everything from working into the kitchen and anything else you would find in an office, not just Second Harvest Food Bank. Most organizations like us need help across the board like that. So what you can do is, not to give out too many details of websites and stuff like that, but since it's harder for some folks to get to websites right now, send me an email at help@secondharvest.org, help@secondharvest.org. Some of those are getting through faster than trying to go on a website right now, fill out a form and that sort of thing.
So you're spelling out that second, S-E-C-O-N-D, harvest.org?
Good point, Don. Yes, help@secondharvest.org. Second is all spelled out. And folks can go to our website, though, also no-hunger.org. Google up Second Harvest Food Bank and no-hunger.org where you can volunteer, donate products. Most importantly, Don, they can also right now for us very efficiently and importantly is a monetary donation to help all of the above that we're doing. Every dollar we raise is another four meals we can provide.
Four meals for a buck. What a bargain that is. Well, you know, being a volunteer, the pay isn't great, but the reward certainly is. The self-satisfaction, I can tell you that.
Yeah, Don, I know not a lot of time, but I got 1,000 great, great stories and anecdotes. But Mr. Dale is a gentleman who volunteers in our kitchen, and he's about 65. He's a retired Marine, lifetime Marine. And in the 90s, his son died of leukemia at the age of 15. And after he retired, he's been spending his life dedicating his life and time to children's charities. And he comes in and helps with our children's meals that we produce in the kitchen. And it just so happens he bumped into a gentleman who had served in Vietnam at the same time. And they found out they had been stationed, deployed together less than a mile apart and had been serving. They may have been serving in some of the same action, too. And that's just truly special. Somebody who's local here. And they give each other a little jawing because I think one's from Holy Cross or one's from Jesuit or something like that. So it's good natured. But just that's the type of folks we have working throughout the organization. People showing up on that first day, people calling before the storm even hit, looking to help their community. And it's a terrible time for so many people, but it's a really beautiful thing to see what it brings out in people.
It really does. Well, Jay, I'm really glad to hear that you're such a proficient at doing dishes. And next time I have a big seafood ball, I'm invite you over to come help out with the cleanup.
Man, don't tell that to my wife. She's going to find out. You know, at home, I kind of fake it up and do a half. Don't do a great job. She says, well, I'm going to do the dishes next time. No, I'm kidding. Don, if I can mention again, just for anybody joining us late, no-hunger.org. You can also find out details about you know, exactly all the parishes we've been in. If you'd like to see where your dollar's going, take a look at the 14 parishes that we are operating in. We have more to come. And the poundage, you know, just getting up towards 1 million pounds in 6 days is pretty amazing.
I don't think there's any question about the integrity of Second Harvest's food bank, Jay. I've been there, and it's got my personal endorsement. I've worked with you guys, and I know the work you do, and it gets to the right places. Jay, we got to go now. Thank you for always being there, and anytime you need to get some info out, you know how to get us.
Thank you, Don.
All right, Jay Weiss with Second Harvest Food Bank. All right, coming up next, we got my news, and that'll be followed by more of our coverage of
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.